Hello, I'm sitting here talking to Jane from Spitz. Jane, how did you get involved with King's Place?
Well, it was very lucky because the double bass player, Miles Danso's girlfriend at that time, his ex-girlfriend, was Gaia, who was working with Peter Millican, and she introduced me.
Oh, right.
Well, before the building was finished.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you obviously used to have your venue out in Spitalfields.
Yeah.
And so you're based here. Do you play here all the time? Where else do you perform now?
Well, I have a Spitz desk here, and we have our Friday night jazz here at King's Place. And then we've also done occasional gigs in other people's venues. We've done two at the Cross Kings, doing another one next month. Still finding our feet in sort of new venture, in a way.
Sure.
Venture without a building.
Yeah. I think it probably makes it much more exciting and more interesting from day to day. So today and yesterday you've had a couple of people playing. Can you tell us a little bit about that lineup? Who's been playing and what their involvement with Spitz is and how you know them?
Yeah, sure. Well, on Friday we had four blues events in the St Pancras Room. The first was John Crampton, who had played the Spitz many times, and then Tom Rodwell had also played the Spitz many times, and the third was Sister Mary and the Choir Boys. And the first time I ever saw Emine singing, which is their lead singer, was on the last night of the Spitz. She got on stage unexpectedly at about 1 or 2 in the morning, and then I heard amazing voice, and I just followed. You know,
followed it from there
exactly. And then we had Mr. Black and Blues, who had also played the original Spitz a few times. And it was just trying to get a sort of feeling to get some of the spirit that had been at the original Spitz, get that feeling back somehow, if it was possible. Anyway, and then on Saturday we had African classical with Cora, and three different Coras. In fact, two of them tuned in the old way and one of them tuned to a more modern style. So that's a sort of interesting thing to try and...
Yeah.
And they had an Indian dancer. And then we had some Spitz jazz with the trumpet, which I wanted to see whether the trumpet could work in the atrium space.
It sounded fantastic, and also you've got some great pictures of it as well.
Yeah,
we were all at that one, actually. It was really
good,
great.
Good. And then on today, Sunday, we had Balkan sort of gypsy music, I guess, and followed again by jazz. But I wanted to kind of get that feeling of the various genres rather than... Because I've done a lot of jazz since the close of the Spitz building, the original building, and I just want to keep making sure that I'm doing the other things.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks very much for speaking to us, and
let
you get back to the...
as part of the festival.
Yeah, well, we'll let you get back and enjoy the concerts. We're going to go and see what we can find now.
Okay.
Thanks very much.